This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
I just wanted to explain very briefly about the reading room idea. I was lucky enough to be in New York when Aaron was proposing to Arakan Gins this conference, and I immediately suggested to them that instead of having a set of books of their writings around, that we actually spatialize their text, because their text invites a kind of a spatial and bodily reading. They talk about this in the content of their work, and they make you become aware of this. So even at the end of Architectural Body, there's a point where they say you're holding this book, you're looking at the room around you, that suddenly you have this kind of awareness. And it seems to me that reading is the last forefront, if you will, of the mind-body split. It's the last place where we think that we can have thoughts that don't perturb the body, that we can sequester the symbolizing creature away from the sensible creature. And I think that in some ways we're trying to prove this to be wrong. So I was very fortunate to invite Alan and Sean Gallagher to take up this task of selecting text from Mark Allen Ginn's work and spatializing them in such a way that you are experiencing what you're reading and that you're able to perceive your own perception. And that was the idea of these things. So we invite you to use these things in that way and see them as not so much as artworks or as things that we're doing for the sake of doing art, but rather as experiments in movement, posture, and comprehension, and the links between these things. So there's a booklet out the front that each of us wrote three pages to explain sort of the ideas that we were dealing with. And there's a little thing in the back that has our emails, and if you'd like to rip it off and leave us some comments, we'd very much like to talk to you about how you're thinking about these things and if they're useful to you or you'd like to develop them in any other ways. And Alan, you wanted to talk about
I just mentioned quickly. I don't have a lot to add. What I can do also is thank Aaron very much for hosting us and letting us put this on, and thank Chandi for proposing this and launching it and curating it for us all. To do these works, you need to participate. You need to engage individual ones and spend some time with it. Select some time. It's a matter of reading and it's a matter of getting into it. So I hope you'll choose ones that perk your interest and spend a little time with them. There's one empty space here that will be filled on Saturday, where I have an empirical test where I'm looking to get some empirical data on how, at a very limited visual level, how people land visually on a different set of stimuli. And you can all be participants in that experiment, and that data will be available at some point. So I want to call your attention to that in advance. That'll be here tomorrow night when you come. But thank you all for being here.
Is Sean isn't here. Sean didn't arrive yet, did he? No, okay. So the only last thing I would say is that all the important things that Dorothy said, and we're really trying to suggest the ways that you can enact these things. We have to actually start doing these things rather than noticing that they're happening. And so this is perhaps the very small way, not to be confused with Arakan Ginz's environmental things, but isolated ways of starting this kind of enactment. Thanks very much.